Good morning. I'm the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. And as always, I'm happy to be with you on this beautiful day to reflect on the scripture and to bring hope into our lives through God's powerful word. And I say that on purpose because right now, to tell you the truth, I'm kind of disturbed. I've been disturbed for the last 2 weeks with the shenanigans going on in Washington, D.C. It just has made me pretty sad to see how we can hurt each other on all sides and abuse each other and come up with some pretty immature behavior when God calls us to love one another, respect each other, and just care for one another. We can come up sometimes so wanting in our ability to be that way. So this morning, I want to talk about the text that we have that shows what happens when we're really afraid of our place in the world, our power, our political position, when we're afraid about not getting what we want the way we want it, when we want it, which I want to say, I think, is what everything is all about in our suffering. Us wanting what we want, when we want it, the way we want it. So this morning, we meet up with Jesus near the Jordan River, talking to the Pharisees. And here's the word. From Mark's Gospel, the 10th chapter, verses 2 through 16. Some Pharisees came, and to test Jesus, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Now, that may seem like a pretty mysterious and almost disconnected piece of scripture, the way that the author wrote it, the way Mark wrote it. But I want to just give you a couple of pieces of insight to help you understand some things that we might glean from this, especially where we are right now in our country. So to begin with, we hear that the Pharisees are at the Jordan and they're testing Jesus. And we have to ask ourselves, what do we mean testing Jesus? Why was this question about divorce given to them? Well, remember that this base at the Jordan River is where John the Baptist preached and where he was baptizing people. And this is where he got arrested and he was taken into prison and beheaded. And in case you don't remember, the reason that he was arrested and beheaded was because he was speaking against Herod and his wife Herodias' marriage. The problem was that Herodias had first been married to Philip, and she divorced Philip in order to marry Herod. And when John the Baptist spoke against that, Herodias was so angry about that that she ultimately had him beheaded so that he wouldn't make any more comments about her behavior. You see, she wanted what she wanted when she wanted it the way she wanted it, and she wanted control and she wanted authority, and she didn't want anybody to be in her way. Now, if we think about what's been going on in the stories through the hearings for our Supreme Court judge this week, it isn't hard to see that it's in our human nature to want what we want, the way we want it, when we want it, both in the stories of young teenage boys and girls doing things that end up being hurtful to each other, as well as in adults doing things that are hurtful to each other to get their way. This is the sad part of our society. This is about fear. It's about the fear that's produced in us, that we're afraid we have to hold on to what we have. We can't let go of anything. We're afraid to change. We're afraid to accept new things. And we're afraid to even claim that we can grow from one understanding in life to another. We just want to hold on and keep everything for ourselves just the way it is. And that causes all kinds of brokenness and pain and destruction, and an inability to speak to each other in ways that bring about healing and hope and life and love and growth. So if we think about what we heard in the two interviews with the Senate between Professor Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, what we see in both of them is an issue, the issue of fear and pain. With Professor Ford, when I listened to her talk, and as many of us have reacted to, she was purely telling what happened to the best of her ability, like a child coming in pain to tell something that happened that needed to be heard and needed to be healed and needed to be honored. And Judge Kavanaugh, taken by surprise and in such pain and not even knowing what to do with it, he lashed out in anger to try to protect and control the situation and protect himself. In both cases, it creates a position where neither healing or reconciliation or trust can be built. When we see someone speaking like a little child, in the way that Professor Ford spoke, she spoke just honestly and sincerely, speaking of the things that she knew the best way that she could know them. And when we hear Judge Kavanaugh, he spoke in fear and anger, trying to protect himself. So she was the little one who came forward afraid. He was the little one who came forward afraid, and each acted out that fear. And it was in the backdrop of a whole group of people in charge who actually just wanted their way. So what happened was, in this moment, that we saw how painful it is for us to actually honor and love and respect each other and take enough time to let things unfold so the right thing could happen. Now, what I mean by that is, imagine if Judge Kavanaugh had been able to feel brave enough to just say, you know, I did some things when I was young that I'm not proud of, and honestly, I can't remember having done this. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying I don't remember it at all. And I'm sorry if I did that and I hurt you. Imagine if he could have been brave enough to say that way, how different all of our attitudes would be and how much more open we would be. But he couldn't be there, not with the way the environment was. He couldn't be there. But the point being is that Jesus encourages us to trust and be brave enough to be little children in everything that happens to us, to trust that good can come from our childlike, truly sincere, honest, childlike expression, to trust that good can come out of any bad situation. And we see this in the very next passage, which seems so odd when we were listening to it to begin with, when we hear the passage that says people were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. You see, if we're willing to go into the kingdom as little children and being willing to be honest about the things that we've done and trust that love can help us, if we can do that, we can be healed. And as adults, even now, if we can think of things that we've done that we know are not the best things, as little children, we can enter into the kingdom of God and say, I'm sorry I did this. Please help me, God. And love will help us. Jesus says love will forgive you and hold you and touch you and embrace you so that you can get over the wrong. You can get over the brokenness. And so if we could take anything away, what I'd like to give you to take away from this experience that we are walking through right now is to trust like a child in the love of God, that if you've been hurt and you need to tell that truth of hurt to someone or to God, or if you've done something hurtful and you need to tell someone or God about what you've done, trust that love is there to hold you and love you. Tests are going to come. Just like this test with the Pharisees, tests are going to come. People are going to say, who are you? What do you stand for? And you're going to have to stand up. And I hope and pray that when you stand up, you can stand up like a precious, sweet, loved child of God, trusting that whatever needs to happen, it will unfold and good can come. So this week, trust like a child in God and enter the kingdom. Amen. Just a quick announcement for the end of our show today. We're going to have a special celebration, some music and dessert on Friday, October 19th at St. Paul's, when we distribute to people in need hats and gloves and coats and mittens and socks and all kinds of things that they need to stay warm in the winter. And that's for children all the way through up large adults. And we have a lot of men that we could use supplies for. And I want to invite you, if you could clean out your closets, and if you have some nice, lovely, warm coats and sweaters and hats and gloves and mittens or anything that you might want to donate for us to give to those in need in Willimantic, we would really appreciate your donations. The best time to drop them off at St. Paul's is when we're there on Fridays from 10 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. So that would mean this Friday coming up, if it's possible for you to drop anything off to us, that would be really, really great. So with that in mind, I want to send you off with a beautiful song and a blessing for this week. Talk to you again next week. Thanks a lot. Bye. Everything.